Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Wednesday. Every Wednesday, our friend Johnny Meacham from OKMagazine.com joins us. Donny, are you there?
Hello. Oh, it's exciting to be here. It's a holiday week, Thanksgiving. I'm excited to spend it alone, really, in quarantine in LA, but that's okay.
Oh, well, we're always celebrating with you in our minds, Donny. So have a wonderful Thanksgiving tomorrow. Hey, we're going to be doing a show tomorrow too. So Mark Lupo is at his mommy's house, Doris's house. Ooh. But we are going to do a early morning show. So if you are by yourself, or even if you're with your friends and your family and they're annoying and you want to be more annoyed by listening to me, there will be a new show. Hey, what time is it, Donny? It is
tea time.
Tea time. We got a lot of tea today. So the Grammy nominations are out, and there's a lot of drama there. Beyoncé's making history. Alicia Keys and The Weeknd were snubbed, and Justin Bieber's not very happy. Let me explain. So The Weeknd was totally snubbed by the Grammys. Not one nomination for his album After Hours. It had a ton of hits on it. It sold 1.8 million copies. Everybody thought that this might actually win the album of the year, not even nominated. There are some people reporting that he had to make a choice between the Grammys and the Super Bowl. The Grammys are very, very particular about who they have on their show. So the rumors are, if you do the AMAs, which we talked about just a couple of days ago, you can't perform on the Grammys. He was all over the American Music Awards, so maybe that cost him his nomination. Ooh, all this drama. Also to Alicia Keys, we now know why she's not hosting. I thought she was a great host for the last couple of years, but she's not hosting because she has a new album that got totally ignored. Trevor Noah, ooh, he's so cute, from Comedy Central. He's going to be hosting. Also to Gaga, Ariana Grande. That's a bit disappointing. I thought Gaga might get an album of the year. She did not. A weird nomination. Miley Cyrus's little sister, Noah Cyrus, got nominated for Best New Artist. She's been around for years. This isn't barely a breakout year for her. Justin Bieber's probably lost his Grammy already within hours, because he tweeted that he's a bit disappointed that the category He was nominated in was not R&B, Rhythm and Blues, but Soul, Justin Sweetheart. Your manager and your record label nominate you in different categories. It was them that put you into the pop category. And you're more of a pop star than Rhythm and Blues. Be grateful. Historic fact here. You're going to love this. Beyoncé is now the most nominated artist of the year with 9 nominations. She has over 79 nominations for Grammys. That's tied with Paul McCartney, a Beatle. Guess who's number one, Donna? Guess who has more nominations than Beyoncé? There's 2 people. One is her husband, Jay-Z, and the other is Quincy Jones. What do you think about all this Grammy dish, Dolly?
All right, so we're going to break it down. The Weeknd, not going to lie, I am actually very shocked about, because he had a huge hit in Blinding Lights, was a huge song. He's going to be performing at the Super Bowl. And usually they only pick performers who had a huge hit album out that year or a huge hit album recently, so I am shocked about that. Gaga, not surprised. Her album was trash. Fight me on it. I don't care. Grande, I'm not surprised about her either. But I do. I'm like you. I want to know, what is the rule for best new artist? Because I've been listening to Noah Cyrus for 5 years now. How is that best new? Is it because now people know who she is? I'm confused about that.
That's right. Next thing I'll tell us, Dolly Parton's up for the new artist. It's so crazy, isn't it? We want to hear from you, though, and see what you think. So our question of the day, our poll question of the day is, Justin Bieber is being called the ultimate self-entitled whiny white kid. Ouch. After complaining about his Grammy nomination. Who complains that they got a Grammy nomination? Once again, Alicia Keys, she got snubbed. She's not complaining. But Justin Bieber, who did get nominated, he's complaining. Do you agree with him? Do you think he's in the wrong category, or is he in the wrong position here and should shut up? You can go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donnie Love, what are you working on?
So the Dancing with the Stars finale was this week. And the Bachelorette alum, Caitlin Bristow, she took home the Mirrorball Trophy. But my eyes were on Neve Schulman, because he debuted a new look. He shaved his entire chest. Did you see that? Sexy.
I did notice it. He's so a cute. Very, very cute guy. And my goodness, who knew he was so cut up underneath that t-shirt
he's always wearing? Do it to you.
What do you think, Donnie? Do you like hairy guys or smooth? Do you shave your chest, or are you naturally smooth?
I just like guys. So I could go for either hairy or smooth. But what's weird is I trim mine only because mine grows like people's facial hair grows in. It grows patchy and weird.
Oh, I see. So. Also, too, there's a little bit of controversy about Dancing with the Stars. He's saying that people that were part of the ABC family, like the Bachelorette that won, have an advantage. I think you might have a point. Out of the 29 seasons, I try to count this up quickly, I could count at least five people who have won, who have already been on an ABC show.
Can I argue that for a second?
Jump in.
I think it's the same audience. I think that's why it's the same people watching The Bachelorette as the same people watching Dancing with the Stars and voting. I think he does have a point, though.
He does have a point. You have to remember, too, it's not really a dancing show. It's a popularity competition. Do you know who's not happy either? Nelly. Nelly's a bit mad because he's alleging that Caitlin, well, it's true, we don't even have to say allege, she had a dance background, that she danced as a young girl, that she's had lots and lots of dance lessons. But she's fighting back, saying he's very popular and he's a performer. So I think it is curious. I'm not sure if I'd ever do that show, because it'd be so embarrassing how fast I'd be voted off, because nobody would know who I was. But you've got to have a fan base. Miss D would love to go on it. And I'm like, don't do it, because nobody knows who we are. Bless her. Moving on. So Drew Barrymore and her show is facing some backlash. They're not doing very well in the ratings. So they're pulling out all the stops. Nothing rates better than weddings on TV. So Drew had a wedding on the show, but now we're finding out that allegedly the wedding was between a former teacher and his former student. I know, it gets really creepy, doesn't it? So they got married on the show, they posted the clip online, and now in the comments, some people are pointing out that the bride actually met him when she was just 17 years old and she happened to be a student. And this explains why the producers were very vague about the relationship. Now, I did go back and look at the clip. Something's a bit fishy here. Because normally on a show, when you get two people together and they're going to get married, you do the backstory, how they met, their first kiss, their first dance, their favourite song. All that was missing. So there's clearly something a little off here. Do you think CBS needs to do a better job vetting these people, Donny?
This story is wild, but I love it. Because if you think about it, the truth is, we know how talk shows work. They have 10 producers who dealt with that one segment. Nobody Googled this. Nobody did any type of background, or they did the background and just said, it doesn't matter. That's right. What I mean.
Maybe they said, well, it does matter, but we hope nobody finds out. Because if we don't get these two married, we have to find a replacement couple.
It is
and
press,
that's a lot
though.
Of work. And it is press. Sometimes though, when you cut corners, have you ever cut corners at work and then been caught out? It happens to me all the time.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
All the time. I just want to sit down and put my feet up. I'm exhausted. But another 20 minutes of work would make the products better. I'm exhausted. What's going on with our friend Martha Stewart? I love her.
Martha. So remember, earlier this year, you know, she broke the internet when she posted that gorgeous selfie of herself. It was like a thirst trap in the pool. Well, now she's coming out saying that it was on accident.
Martha.
Like,
Martha.
Sweetie, let's talk.
Lip gloss on. Martha.
Eyeliner. In a
eyeliner.
Pool.
You've got one of those ring lights too. You're lit like baby Jesus at the Christmas show at Radio City. You look so good in that picture. Now, you're a beautiful woman, Martha.
Sure.
You know you're light. You used to be a model before you were Martha Stewart. So I do know what she's doing, but there's no way that's just a little snap. What do you think?
Sweetie, let me see your camera roll. If there was more than one photo in there, it wasn't on accident. Accident means you took one photo and you thought, oh, this is fabulous. You took 30, Martha. We know you did. We know.
I've been walking each day along the Hudson River. I don't have a swimming pool, but I do have the Hudson. It's not exactly mine and it's a little smelly.
Don't go swimming in there.
That's right. Don't put your foot in there. It'll fall off. But I've been walking along there and I've been taking pictures and posting them on my Instagram. For every one picture I post, I have to take 20. And then I pick the one where I look the most like human. I'm not going to say attractive, but I look sort of the most human. Martha, you're up to no good. Moving along, Lori Loughlin is making the most, apparently, of being in prison. I'm not sure what that means, but she's keeping herself to herself. Our friends over at Us Weekly have a source who tell them that she's been attending church services, praying a lot. She's not really making that many friends, but she's having no trouble either. She's trying to keep herself a bit distance from the other people. Maybe that's a good idea. However, sources said, I thought this was so interesting, that the other prisoners are actually really happy she's there because officials are taking the COVID-19 situation far more seriously. Now, a high-profile name is in the jail. I never thought about that. It's actually maybe helpful. What do you think, Donny?
I'm just still shocked that Aunt Becky's in jail. It is just the fact that it's just so cavalier, and it's just like she's doing fabulous, having the most fun. It's like, what is going on? She's in jail.
Aunt Becky's in jail. Martha Stewart was in jail.
Jail.
Oh, it's terrible. Out of the two of us, who do you think would go to jail first?
Me.
You. 100%. Absolutely.
Neither of us questioned.
No, absolutely. It's you. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our friend Donnie Meacham from OKMagazine.com. Donnie, let's get to the polls.
Da, 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 da. Da, da, da.
Thank you. Our last show, we talked about Tyra Banks is planning to make even more changes to Dancing with the Stars when it comes back for her second season as the host. Are you team Tyra? Or do you think they should bring back Tom Bergeron? Let's have a look here at the results. Wow, 95%. That's pretty huge. Want to bring back Tom. People are still not into Tyra. Where are you on this, Donnie?
Is it confirmed Tyra is signed on for a second season?
No. No, it's not. Isn't that interesting? I'm working on a story about it right now. I think it's just a one-season deal, gig. So it's not confirmed yet she's coming back, but I think she will. I think she will.
But I think people, it's just, we don't like change. And Tom did it for so many years.
Yes.
And people, Tyra, it is a different thing because she's like, look at my fabulous dress. And it's like, we care about the dancing, not about your dress.
Oh, I don't know. I do like the dress. Me and Miss D were talking about this yesterday. Oh, I love all the fashion. And she's so wild. It's so outrageous what she wears. It makes me laugh. I did not like Tyra at first, not because I had anything about Tyra. I know her. She was my first big celebrity client. And I worked as her publicist for quite a while. She's very smart. I liked her. I still like her a great deal. But I did miss Tom. And I realized, like you say, Donnie, I just didn't like change. But now, after what, 8-9 weeks, I'm so into her. She's outrageous in the clothes. So I'm against the majority here, which is very unusual. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. You can go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, to leave a comment. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Aww.
What do you got?
So the nicest of the day is Jada Pinkett Smith, and it's because she actually invited Will Smith, her husband, ex-wife, to the Red Table Talk. So it's interesting here because Jada Pinkett, she devoted the entire episode to holiday cooking, and she welcomed Cherie Zampino, which is Will Smith's first wife and the mother of his first child, Trey. I think a lot of people don't realize that he did have a child before Jada Pinkett.
Yes, he did.
And I think that probably shocks a lot of people. But another thing is that Zampino was actually the very first guest on Red Table Talk back in May 2018.
You're right.
Yes. And I know that her and Will had had an interesting type relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's very big of Jada to just be like, look, it's holidays. We're family. You're always going to be connected. Let's talk it out.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about this one. And I understand why it's our nicest of the day. I'd love to be able to do this myself. I'm quite jealous about Bruce's, my husband's exes. I am. Although we've been together now for so long and I've got much lazier. It takes a lot of energy. It doesn't to be jealous. Oh, it takes so much energy. And I'm the cutest. If I wasn't the cutest, if the exes were cuter than me, I'd be furious. But I know I'm the cutest, so I'm actually okay with it. How are you with exes, Donny? Not your exes, but your partner, who we're imagining you have, because you don't. If you had a partner, that's so mean of me.
Oh, way to remind
would you me. Be okay meeting their exes, or no, you wouldn't be?
I know 100%. You wouldn't be. No, I'm a...
You'd be vile.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I would flip the table. There wouldn't be a table there. I'd flip it over.
No.
I'd be angry.
See, having a drink with a boyfriend and one of his exes?
No, I would have a drink and then that would be it. And then I would be all over because then I would get drunk and act crazy.
Oh, calling him names and you still love him and you're like, I can see it now.
Fabulous.
Please let it happen. I can video it. No. Okay, let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Shame.
Our naughtiest of the day is Google because they inadvertently started a rumor that they weren't aware they were doing, I hope, that Rihanna was joining the cast of Black Panther Part 2. Let me explain. So she's not joining it. We should get that right up front. But apparently, if you Googled Black Panther 2 cast, all their names came up. Michael B. Jordan, Lupita, but also Rihanna's name came up too. It was some sort of glitch in the algorithm, or maybe people wanted Rihanna to be in it, but she's not. So Google, you are the naughtiest of the day. Have you ever, we all do this, have you ever Googled something and been shocked by the response, Donny? Have you ever Googled yourself?
I have Googled myself. I'm going to say something real quick about the Rihanna thing. Thinking that they screwed up and she's recording a new song for the movie. Because Rihanna hasn't put out music in 8 years. It's been years. And so she's apparently working on new music. So I wonder if Google messed up and somehow somebody leaked it.
Or do you think she paid Google to do this and now we want her in the movie? Because I think she would be great. She's a terrific actress.
She was in Battleship.
I love that movie. You sunk my battleship. I love that movie. But I think she'd be great, great in it. Google, you're the naughtiest, naughtiest of the day. Okay, it's time for a moment of Rob. Hopefully for 20 minutes or so, we make you giggle or laugh with our celebrity gossip. It's so ridiculous, isn't it? I love talking about celebrities. But for a minute or a moment or a little bit more serious, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. What do you get?
You get a Rob.
Thank you very much. So like yourselves, I'm guessing, I have misdiagnosed myself many times. When I sneeze, I look up online. What's wrong with me? Whenever I have an ache or a pain, I'm always playing doctor and I shouldn't. But the worst thing I ever did was I played doctor and I decided that I had been diagnosed with being lazy. I thought I was a lazy person. I called myself lazy all the time. If I had a minute on the couch watching my favourite show, I beat myself up a little bit about being lazy, but I found out I wasn't lazy at all. What I was scared. I was scared of trying something new. I was scared of failing, and I was scared of even trying. So I did nothing. So I was never lazy. What I was full of fear. What do you think about that, Donny?
No, I agree with that 100%. I think there are a lot of things that I haven't even tried because I was scared or scared of being rejected. And I have this fear of, like, even recently I had a big audition. And for me, it's like I was even scared to send a follow-up email just because you're scared of what they're going to say. But the end of the day, it's like, what can they say? What can hurt you? But it's fear that holds me back every time. And it's fear that holds a lot of people back.
It is indeed. We're not lazy. And from now on, we're not frightened either. Hey, that's it. For today, we ran out of time. Donnie, we love having you every Wednesday. Have a lovely Thanksgiving by yourself. If you're a bit lonely, call me, darling. We'll gossip, gossip, gossip. Thank you for listening, too. And if you're a bit lonely tomorrow, we will have a brand new show. Mark Lupo is going to do a live show from Doris's basement while she's cooking the turkey. So we will have a brand new show too tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be what? You've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.